revival. How many others are sick? Raise your hands. It's sick and needy. Lay your hands on one another. Let's pray. Right quick now. Put your hands on one another. Be ready to receive your healing. If you'll believe with all your heart, you can be healed right now. I was amazed. We're talking about a woman, a birth. I've never had yet in my life one woman, as I know, I've ever walked to the platform desiring a baby. What happens if I could see her and see it happen? Her longing desire for the right thing. I say to her, lady, you're seeking a baby? She said, yes, Brother Branham. I know a woman 49 years old. Got a little boy baby now. All of her life she lived with this man since about 16 years old. She's 49 and he's 50-something. And Sue said, thus saith the Lord. That's right. You shall have this baby. She went home and bought the clothes for the baby. 3 years later, being 52 years old, she gave birth to the little boy that she longed to have. Why? When she heard it spoke, she knew it had to happen. What did it do? It put her in the right attitude. If the Holy Spirit's so good to come and speak these things to the people, if you'll get the right attitude now, the healing's finished. Oh, Lord, you're God, and you're God forevermore.
Oh, amen.
And we're so happy to know that you promised that you would have a remnant when you come to the earth. Regardless of what goes or comes, there's going to be people that's going to be ready. We know that there's a tithing that man gives to God. And there's a tithing amongst the people. Perhaps maybe we'd say a tenth of all the world's harvest through the ages will be that elected that's been called. Oh, Father, we pray as we are laboring here, all of us together, searching through the city, trying to bring in sinners, trying to do something for the kingdom of God. We go down into the city, we watch the indifference, we see it. And as Lot and Sodom, it vexes our souls daily to see women smoking cigarettes and claiming to be Christians and drinking and carousing and wearing immoral clothes and man lusting and all the sin of Sodom. Our hearts are grieved within us, Lord. Oh, no wonder faith comes at a low ebb. When people are that lacking the blood of Jesus that would sanctify their souls and set them afire for God. Yet they will not receive it. And the little missions on the corners are beating the tambourines and the drums are in their corners and they're laughing at us, bringing in the saints of the living God. Oh, how we thank you, Father, for some plane somewhere that'll preach the gospel, that'll reach out the hands for the people. Grant, Lord, just now, as we pray and know that your great Holy Spirit and the angels are in their positions here in this church. God, forgive every sin. The people are sick here tonight. There's many of them. You showed yourself to be here, Lord, through your servants. Many of them out there who was reaching and calling and pulling. And Lord, you know that you're the only one who could permit this to be done. You're God and God alone. And you do it for the very purpose that you promised that you would do it. And it's the last sign to the church as you spoke. The end time is here. Then you ask this question, will I find faith when I come to the earth? You never ask, will I find church members? Will I find creeds? Will I find sincerity? You said, will I find faith when I come to the earth? Lord, may these sick people let their faith loose. Come away from the frustrations and doubts and fears. May their faith be turned loose just now. And if they turn their faith loose, the sickness will have to turn loose. The devil will leave his hope. And they'll be set free by the power of Almighty God. Let the Holy Ghost surge every heart, baptize every soul, and heal everybody that's in the divine presence. Grant it, Lord. For this I ask, that the devil leave every person that they're tormenting in here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, turn yourself loose from these people. As a servant of God, I cry in their behalf, asking for mercy for them. Amen. How many believes with all your heart now, with all that's in you, that Jesus Christ is reflecting himself on the earth today among his people? Do you love him? And let us sing this old song together. I love him because he first loved me. All together while we stand now. Everybody now. all together. How many know? Raise your hands. I love Him. Let's worship Him now. All the sick, all the afflicted, stand up to your feet now. Receive your healing. I believe, and with all my heart, if you will just let your faith go right now, the Christ of God who's present is to, what is He doing? Making us His image.
Amen.
See, His Spirit here, reflecting Himself right out to you. Now, you know it isn't me. I don't know those people ever who they were that raised their hands. They raised their hands if they didn't know me, and I raised my hands, I didn't know them. But God knows them. What is it? It's that Christ reflecting Himself. It's your faith to believe it. It's my faith to a ministry that He confirmed it to me by an angel whose picture you see that hangs in the religious halls of art and works all over the world. It's known. The pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. When it was made flesh, it was in a form called the Son of God. He said, I come from God and went to God. Go back to God. After His death, burial, and resurrection, Paul met Him on the road to Damascus in a form of a pillar of fire and a light that put his eyes out. Paul said, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. It's hard for you to kick against the prick. Jesus said, a little while, and the world, cosmos, the world order, the church members and so forth won't see me no more. Yet ye shall see me. For I, personal pronoun, I, the same Jesus, will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. And the works that I do shall you do also. More than this shall you do, for I go to my Father. Amen. Oh, I love Him. Sing that again. I want the Methodists and Baptists and Pentecostals and Nazarenes and Pilgrim Holiness, Church of God, all of you together. I want you to shake hands with somebody in front of you and back of you and your side of you while we're doing it now. All together. We which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are dead, for the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, meet one another before we meet Him, meet one another before we meet Him, be caught up together with Him, with them to meet the Lord in the air, all together. Now we've met one another, shook one another's hands, now let's greet Him. Young woman fell right out of the line, come right up and knelt the altar sobbing and crying. Would there be others here that feels that same conviction, would like to kneel with her? We'd be glad for you to come right up and take a place. God bless you, brother. Would someone else move right up? That's fine. Mold me, Lord, make me. Go down to the potter's house. Someone else come to take the place.
Oh,
Savior, love me. blessed Lord, this young woman thou knowest I do not. But there is some strange thing struck her just a few moments ago that out from that audience she come without any persuasion. That was you, Lord.
Amen.
She knelt here at the altar while loved ones near with their arms around her. Asking for mercy and for guidance and for spiritual strength to her. Let it be done, Lord. It is written, now let it be done. That you will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before you. Your promises are yea and amen to all those who will love you and will follow you. Let the young woman know this definitely tonight, that there is nothing in the heavens that's promised in the Word of God but what God is more than willing to pour right into her heart at this time. May there be such a satisfying potion given to her while she's knelt prostrate at the altar. May the Holy Ghost give to her those things that's desirable in her heart.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
He first loved me and purchased my salvation. While these people are concentrating themselves, to the Lord, while the Spirit is moving in the building, we'd stand still just a minute. The pastors are dealing with them at the altar. Let's be in prayer just for a moment now. He's coming along. And let us be singing now. He's speaking to each one. Let's bow our heads so we be in prayer.
The Bible said that he's the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And when he was touched in the days of his flesh, he could turn and tell the woman what her troubles was. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible has good gifts the Father sends to his children. Now you don't notice the messenger, but believe the message. God will unload to you tonight his promises. For they're just as good for you that raise your hand for salvation as they're just as good for you that raise your hand for sickness. Just the same God, same gift that He's always had working the same way. Now pray, believe. Let the Lord God do the deciding, then establish your faith upon God's eternal Word. Make your decision tonight to serve Him. May the Lord God show at least three people in this building, which three is a confirmation. Is that enough? That he sent his angel, and I'm not speaking these things to myself. It's him. And this day, when you're undecided, may you decide for him. Here, there's a little woman sitting over here with her handkerchief, never took it out of her hand and kept her hand up. Am I a stranger to you, young lady, sitting there praying? You believe that God can tell me what your trouble is? You're facing an operation. That's right, isn't it? If that's right, raise up your hand. I do not know you. If that's right, raise or pray your hand like this. But that's the truth, isn't it? What do you think? Have you made your decision? All right, stay with it then. There's an elderly lady sitting right here with a red-looking dress on with her hands like this. You're praying. And you're praying for God to heal you. I don't know you. God does know you. If the Lord will tell me what you're praying for, will you accept it and believe that His angel has come to you to bless you? For over you stands that light. Got arthritis. And nervousness. That's right, raise up your hand. All right? Have you made your decision? All right. Go home and forget about ever being sick, man. Jesus Christ will make you well. I see a little lady sitting back here. Hands up like this. She's praying. She's pressing. I don't know her. She's gray. But she's got heart trouble that she's praying for. That's right. That's her sister sitting next to her. And she's praying for nervous trouble. That's right, isn't it, lady? I don't know you. God does. You're not from this city, neither of you. You're from Illinois, though. Danville. That's right. Your name is C-O-G-U-E. That's right. Go home. You have your answer. God, with you both. Yeah. Just have faith. Did that thrill you, lady? Sitting around here looking at me? I seen you smiling. A little checky-looking dress on, too. As I turned around, the angel of the Lord was standing here. You're suffering trouble at the feet. You got a friend you're praying for, too. You got asthma. That's right, isn't it? Raise your hand if that's right. Amen. You believe? The angel of the Lord. Somebody else, raise your hand. I don't know, and you want God to help you. That's everywhere. That's been more than three, hasn't it? All right. That ought to convince it. God's here. God loves you all. I can't help them seeing this. There's a lady sitting here that's desperately in need. She's looking at me. I can't. There stands the light above the woman. You believe He'll help you? You're not from here either. You're from Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa. You believe that He'll heal you? You have a sinus trouble. That's right. You have a habit you want to quit. Smoking cigarettes. Will you give it up? Raise your hand, tell him, give it up, Lord. All right, go home. You smoke no more. Your sinus is over because your faith has made you well. God bless you, believe. Do you believe with all your heart? The angel of the Lord accompanies the message always. Have you made your decision that He's God? Then put your hands over on one another. You don't have to wait till tomorrow night. Let it be tonight. When the Holy Spirit spoke to me a few minutes ago, I didn't wait till tomorrow night. Tonight was the night for healing. Tonight's the night for forgiveness. Lay your hands over on one another. Jesus, in His message here from the power of God, the Word of God, I got a message for you. Here, I'm going to take it out of the satchel. These signs shall follow them that believe.
Hallelujah.
It's for you, Rebecca. What does it say? If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe it, Rebecca? Well, here comes the gift. Receive it. Catch it. And put it in your purse. Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name, condemn every devil and cast out all sickness and make every person well through Jesus Christ our Lord. Just as He's got here. Now, I suppose that everyone in the prayer line, I want to talk to you because this is not a line of discernment. This is a line of prayer. Now, the reason I comb through the people so closely is that discernment. Anyone knows that knows the Scripture that sometimes sickness is permitted by God to bring discipline to His people. You know that? That's right. Well, what if you take a gift and take off the person what God put on them? Then you're in trouble with God. Is that right? You believe the power that God gives unto man in prayer can do that? Whether it's the will of God or not, He'll do it anyhow. Moses smote the rock and it wasn't God's will. I couldn't imagine being God's will for both Elijah was bald-headed and those children making fun of him being bald-headed, and he cursed those children and caused the death of 42 little children. I can't think that to be the Holy Spirit. See? But it's just the prophet's anger and the power of that prophet. Now, so all of you along the prayer line, remember this. If you've got unconfessed sin in your life, I'm going to pray with all my heart. And if there's anything in my life to keep prayer from being answered, I don't know it. Now, I am not a healer, but I have had some certainly direct answers to prayer. And that's what I'm coming to pray for you, not to heal you, to pray for you. You have to have the faith for healing yourself, as same as I do to pray for you. But the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. To lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now remember, I'm placing this right back in your lap. If you have unconfessed sin in your life, step out of the line now, make it right with God. For remember, I'm not responsible. God judged you. If you come through the line with unconfessed sin and are healed, and it's against the will of God, then you see to it. It's not on my hand. For the Lord would not let me do this for a long time, but now He's given me permission, so I place it back on you. Many of you remember in the meeting how that the Holy Spirit would call out them sins and things of man living in adultery and women and things that they've stole. You remember, don't you, church, all of you? See? Now, we're not taking that now, so I'm placing it right back on you. See? You see to it. You come on. If you don't feel right about it, pray and ask God. If He says all right, you come on through. The Lord bless you. Until we meet again Sunday night, this meeting, God be with you. Now, start here with the people here. I suppose every one of you in the line is a stranger. We're strangers. How many in the line knows I don't know nothing about you, don't know what's wrong with you or something? Raise up your hand. All you people I'm strangers to. How many out there in the audience is sick and knows I don't know nothing about you? Like, raise up your hand. But God does know that, doesn't He? If He will permit, let God's will be done. Now to start with, so that you'll see that the Holy Spirit is still here. The Holy Spirit gives discernment. He's still here. This lady here, we'll just start with her. Now, sister, whether the Holy Spirit would anoint me to tell you about yourself or something, that wouldn't make any difference. You'd believe it anyhow just to pray. Is that right? You'd believe me anyhow if I prayed for you. But I believe you held up your hand a while ago that we were strangers to one another. But God knows us both. You believe that. If the Holy Spirit will tell me what's your trouble or something, there might be strangers here. Let's just find out if there is or not. See?
Is there any strangers here that's never been in one of my meetings before? Let's see your hands put them up. Well, mine. Sure there is. Then I'll explain this in just a moment. Here's a picture of St. John 4, just so you'll see. Jesus, being a man, the God-man, God was in him, he met a woman at the well, St. John 4, and she was a Samaritan, and him being a Jew, he asked her for a drink of water. And she said, it's not customary for you Jews to ask Samaritans such, and the conversation went on, and Jesus, the Bible said that he had need to go by Samaria. The Father sent him up there because how many know that Jesus said, I do nothing until the Father shows me first? Jesus never did one thing until he saw a vision on what to do. No prophet or anything else until God showed him. It ain't man, it's God. Never man, it's God. So he spoke to the woman until he found out what her troubles were. And when he found her trouble, he told her her trouble. How many of you strange people, if there have been one of the meetings before, knows what the woman's trouble was? Raise up your hand. Sure. She lived in adultery. She had married five husbands, and she wasn't living with the sixth husband. She was with them, wasn't hers. But Jesus found where her trouble was and told her. And what did she say? Why, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. See? That was the sign of the Messiah. See? You must be a prophet. And we know when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things because Simon knows that the Messiah was a prophet. Moses said so. The Lord your God shall rise up a prophet like unto me. Is that right? Whosoever is not here, this prophet will be cut off from amongst the people. So they know he is to be the God prophet. And he said that we know Messiah cometh, and when he comes, he'll tell us such things, but who are you? And he said, I'm here to speak to you. And she ran into the city and said, come see a man that told me the things that I've done is this the Messiah. Now that same Jesus, when he went away, said, a little while the world will see me no more, yet you shall see me, for I'll be with you even to the end of the world, and the things that I do shall you do also. He prophesied that this thing would take place as he draws near. His spirit is getting, the last 40 years has been moving into the church, giving the baptism, restoring the gifts of tongues, and everything. Now what does Paul say? If one comes in among you and you all speak with tongues and the unlearned be set there, you'll say, why, you're a barbarian. But if one prophesies and reveals the secret of the heart, then they'll fall down and say, God surely is with you. Is that right? So you see, we're just getting near home now. The Messiah is being made known brighter, 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 just like your shadow are coming, and it gets more and more and more until it becomes completely positive. That's when Christ and his bride unite together. Then we'll be one in him. Sister, not knowing, never seeing you in my life, I have to wholly depend on something to reveal it to me. What would be your trouble? I've never seen you. This is our first time meeting. But God knows. Now, you be the judge. Now, if I go up, lay hands on you, say, oh, you're sick. I don't know you're sick. But I say, you are sick, my guess. And say, the Lord's going to heal you because I laid hands on you. That's true. That's right. He promised that. But now, what if he goes back down in your life and tells you something? You know whether that's the truth or not. Something's already happened. If he knows what has been and will tell you what will be, then surely you'd have faith in that, wouldn't you? You'd believe that. Or would you? Would you believe it? Okay. I didn't say that you had committed adultery. I said if God told you something that's wrong with you, what you're here to be prayed for, something like that. You know, I don't know what's wrong with you, but God does know what's wrong with you. How many of the audience understand? How many in the prayer line understand? All right? So if the lady doesn't understand this right, I shall leave the woman and go to the audience so that you'll see. Let the woman understand. Every person out there sick, has something wrong with them, raise up your hand. Don't have a prayer card. Here. See this lady sitting right here with a little round hat on? Hand up to her mouth? Yes. She's suffering with heart trouble. If that's right, stand up on your feet, lady. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. I don't know her. I've never seen her in my life. Are we strangers, lady, to one another? We don't know each other. Not at all. You're sitting there without a prayer card or anything, you're sitting in the audience. Is that right? Now you see the difference, don't you? The heart's beating normally again. Why? What did you touch? You touched the high priest, the sheriff. That's what I mean. You just have faith, believe. Now you understand what I mean? You don't see somebody else who think that was just a makeup? Someone else in the audience believes. Here, this lady's sitting here with her hand up. The little round cap on sitting there. She also has heart trouble and she's praying for it. That's right. That's right. If it is, stand up on your feet. You. All right? Your heart feels better now, don't it? All right? You're healed. You can go home. And she might think it's just to deal with heart trouble. The woman sitting right behind her there suffering with high blood pressure. Is that right, lady? Stand on your feet. Right? Your baby just feels the high blood pressure. The lady sitting behind her is anemic. Is that right, lady? Stand on your feet. Go home and be healed. Amen. Jesus Christ is God. See? Now, look this way. The lady just doesn't understand, but look, let me show you. Watch this way. You're nervous. You got a nervous condition. You're also suffering with a cancer. That cancer is of the bone. That's right. You're not from this place. You're not from this city. You're not from this state. You're from Kentucky or Tennessee. You're right on the line of Kentucky and Tennessee. Your name is Miss Phillips. Does that satisfy you? Go home now and get well over it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord our God, Creator of heavens and earth, be merciful to my sister and heal her in Jesus' name. If I don't say one word, you believe you're healed anyhow? Lord, God bless you. I'll go. You believe, sister? O Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, thy Spirit all sufficient and present now, let thy love come on her and heal her in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. If I don't say one word to you, yet you believe you'll be healed? Well, your nervousness has left you. You'll feel just a new one. You just have faith. Believe now. If I don't tell those people, that doesn't make any difference. It's just the same. It's the same Spirit. You believe it?
Yes.
Here. Just say, are we strangers to one another? Does Jesus Christ, you believe it? His presence is standing here now, just taking our body. You are Christian. Of home be well. In the name of Jesus Christ, you be well. O Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, heal this woman of heart trouble in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believe it. Come, sister. You believe with all your heart? All right, the female trouble will leave and you go home be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe with a little lad? Lord, I lay hands up on him in the name of Jesus Christ. Let him be well. Amen. God bless our brother, and I lay hands up on him in the name of Jesus Christ. May he be healed. Amen. Now, sister, we all see that you're crippled. You got all stoved up. You believe that God will heal you? O Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, let thy Spirit of mercy come upon the woman and heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now go believe it and throw your crutch away and go home. All right. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe you to be the servant of Christ? If God will reveal to you what you're here for, or your sickness, or whatever it is, do you believe that God will grant you the promise? All right. You're here for somebody else. Your husband. He just went to the hospital. He's got something wrong with his lungs and his bones. That's right. Go, he'll get well. Believe it with all your heart. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may this child be healed for the glory of God. Amen. Don't doubt. Believe it. Oh, Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, grant this woman healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Believe the Lord, Creator of heavens and earth, grant the healing of this woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We see the little girl here with the polio. They just sit her right down here. Be prayed for her like her right here. Just believe now that God's going to let this little girl get well. You going to believe it? And bring her back here. Now, this little girl here, no discernment for this. She's got polio. She's in braces. Let's believe that God will heal this child. Your heavenly Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, and offer everlasting life. Stand not blessed upon the child, and may she be healed for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you. Amen. Look out. See that you get well. Have what you ask. Watch your stand on your mind a little bit. Stay on there just a little bit. Stay in the presence here, folks. See what happens. All right. Well, Lord, pray in the heart trouble left you, so just walk in this water. Lord God. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'll grant it to him in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. O Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth, give blessings to my brother. This is what he's asking for in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, my brother. We see that you're shaking the cross, but you believe that God will deliver you. Lord God, I pray that you will heal my brother and make him well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody just be in prayer, prayerfully, waiting, watching. You believe now that the Lord Jesus will make you well, sister. O eternal God, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send our mercies upon our sister and heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe with all your heart. Look, young sister. Oh, I'm sorry. Come here, sister. What's the matter? You're all nervous. No nervous. Just feel like you can get to yourself. You've wanted a place to place your foot. This is it right now at the cross. I go, I can make it leave you. But you'll come back if because in this presence now, he couldn't stay here if he had you. But you'll come back if the good man of the house, faith, isn't there. You've wanted a place to start. Now start from right here. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, this shadow of darkness like a mist hanging at the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, demon of nervousness, leave the woman. Amen. Our boys rejoice. Look, be happy. Just rejoice and thank God. Just stay away from us. Just believe it. All right, come, sister. You're going to have to be operated on if God doesn't heal you. But God will take the tumor out if you're bleeding. Will you believe me? In the name of Jesus Christ, may you do it. Amen. Believe it all in your heart. Now you'll be crippled with arthritis if you don't, God don't heal you. Lord Jesus, healer of arthritis. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come, sister. Arthritis will get you too if you don't believe it. Lord, I pray that you'll take the palsy thumber and heal the arthritis and make her well in Jesus' name. Amen. I go believing. If you can believe, all you believing out there now, everybody praying for these people. How you do? Something taking place in the audience just then. I can't see it right now. Maybe he'll reveal it. Just keep in prayer. We are strangers to one another, I suppose. This first time meeting. But the Lord God knows us both.
Yes.
You believe that he could tell me what your trouble was?
I did.
You got heart trouble. You're ready for the hospital to have an operation. That is true. You believe me now?
Yes,
you're,
I do.
You're not from this town either.
No,
not even this state. You're from Missouri.
That's right.
Waynesville.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Your name's Elsie.
That's right.
Your last name's Martin.
That's right.
I go home and be well. In Jesus' name, amen. Have faith. All right, sister. You believe your back trouble's gone, it is that you so you might. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal our sister and make her well. Amen. Lord, I pray that you'll heal our sister here and make her well. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just have faith, just believe. That's all you have to do. When the blessings are falling like that, then just reach out and get a hold of it. It's God with his big loaded powers of God just strengthening out over you like that. Gifts for you. He just throws them to you now. Like Eliezer did to Rebecca. Just throwing out his gifts of mercy and blessings to you. You believe that? All right. Just have faith and believe. Looks like the discernment just stepped to the fire.
And then you can have all the sermons. If you do, you don't get them all through. Don't you like this way, Bernard?
Well, sure.
Gives everybody a chance to be prayed for. Now, every one of it will be the same. It'd be just the same thing to each one. Look, let's see, who's the next? This one? This one here? How do you do? We're strangers to one another, are we? All right, I don't know you and you don't know me. But if God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be His servant? Believe it has to be the Spirit of God telling you that? You have trouble with your lungs, with your breast, and with your back. Quite right? Now you go back to your basket and be well. Jesus Christ will make you well. I'll take a tumor out without operation. All right, go and receive it in the name of God. Now, brother, that old asthmatic condition's awful bad, but you believe God's going to make me well? In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be condemned. Under the power of the Holy Ghost and in the presence of Christ, may He be healed. Amen. Oh, Lord, Creator of heaven and earth, grant the healing to this brother that he's asking in Jesus' name. Come, sister. You're awful strong. Looking to be a nervous person, but sometimes our looks don't—it's deceiving. But God heals you that, don't you believe that? Oh Lord, I pray that you'll heal our sister and take this nervousness from her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't believe you. Just have faith. You believe, my brother? Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, may our brothers go and be made completely well. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. All right. Next. All right. We strangers to one another, sister? This is all the prayer cards now. The girl here is what we call in the nation here, colored. Her home is, she's Ethiopia. Now, Africa. But then we know as a white man, a colored woman, a very picture of the Lord meeting the woman at the well. There were two nationalities of people. One was a Samaritan, one was a Jew. But Jesus let them know right quick that God had no colors or races. We all are one. We come from Adam. You're one of us. All of us are children of God. The country you live in, the color of our skin, white, brown, yellow, black, whatever it is, we're all one in Christ Jesus. The places we live had nothing to do with God. God put us that way. Certainly. They had a great segregation in them days, like they were trying to have in the South, but God let them know, Jesus let them know that He was God of all. And that's right. Now here's exactly that picture again. Two different people. Man, a woman, one of one race, one of the white race, one of the dark race, standing here. I've never seen the woman. Now suppose we're strangers to each other, is that right? If that's right, raise your hand so the people can see. I don't know her, never seen her in my life, and maybe the first time she's ever seen me. But now, there's something wrong, maybe there's not. I don't know. But if the Holy Spirit will reveal and tell me what's wrong with you or some secret that's in your heart, just reveal it out. And reveal it, then you'll know it was something that did it. Will you believe it was a... Would you be like that woman of Samaria when the Lord Jesus did that to her? She ran into the city and said, come see a man who told me the things that I did, or it's what's in my heart. Isn't that the Messiah? Well, it's the same Messiah in His church, isn't it? You believe that? All of you will believe it. May the Lord grant. Now step up close so the vision does break, the people can hear it, the strangers. Now here we both are, never met in our lives before. Here's the Bible, our first time. Now, if Jesus Christ is still the Messiah, if He's raised from the dead, then He's not dead. He's alive forevermore. He's with the church. And if He is with the church, He's promised to work through the church the same way that God worked through Him, the body of Jesus, that God would work through the church by the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Is that right? The same word. Now, let it be known that Jesus Christ is alive. This is by a gift that comes from God. Now, the lady I've never seen. May the Lord God tell me something that would cause the audience to receive Jesus right now as your healer. And if you need it, may He grant the same thing to you. Now, you look like a healthy woman, strong, young. But sometimes it has to be something that I couldn't see. It had to be something that had to be revealed spiritually. But you are suffering, and the suffering is from a tumor. You believe God can tell me where that tumor is at? In your right side. That's right, isn't it? Now, do you believe the same Messiah? You believe it out there?
Yes.
Say, Brother Ben, you might have guessed that. She's got a fine spirit. Yes, I see a thing in her heart. It's a desire. Isn't it wonderful? You know I thought that right then, didn't it? It's for somebody else. It's a friend of yours in the hospital with a stroke. That's right, isn't it? If God will tell me who you are, will that settle it for you?
The same God that said to Peter, your name is Simon, your father's name is Jonas. That struck me. But your first name is Maddie, your last name is Jones. The same God, go and be well, sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe the Lord Jesus? Then all that believing, stand on your feet and receive your healing. Raise up your hands. Now look to the God of heaven while we pray. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, who's present now to heal the sick and the afflicted, send my power and my blessings upon this audience. I condemn every disease and every sickness. May it leave the people. Come out, Satan, in Jesus' name. May the people be healed for God's glory. Now raise your hand, give him praise, and thank him for your healing, and each one of you will be with
him. Remember, I'm your brother. There's not one thing about me could heal. I'm just a man. I have no powers to heal. No other man has any power to heal. There's no such a thing as a divine healer. But there's no such a thing as any kind of healing besides divine healing. God is the only one who can create and who cannot heal without creating. When you break your arm, the doctor don't claim to heal your arm. He sets your arm. God heals it. See? The doctor can remove a growth, but God has to create the cells to heal it back. Medicine does not heal. It only assists nature. God is the creator who creates. So there's no other healing but divine healing. When people say that there is no divine healing, they just got the thing turned right around. There's no other healing but divine healing. God said, I'm the Lord thy God who heals all of thy diseases. His words cannot fail. Now, I'm going to ask for your undivided attention. Ask for no one to move around. Be real reverent. Sit quiet. Be reverent. And watch, believe, pray. I have faith. Just believe. Now just imagine in your mind now of the Lord Jesus coming into the presence of this audience in a visible body. Now just try to visualize that. Now, I'm going to pray for the sick, but that just that you might see, it is people raised their hands a while ago, they had never been in the meeting. Now, I'm going to ask you this question before we start. Now, if there's any in this prayer line that's been used to coming in the prayer lines and knows that each person, I stop with them to find out if the Holy God of heaven would reveal to me sin in their life, I would make... Many of us have been in the meeting and see where their sins calls right out and tells them. How many have seen that? Sure. Well then, see, you have to watch those things. But now remember, if God has permitted sickness to come on you to bring you to discipline, and you refuse to discipline yourself before God, then step out of the line. Don't come in there because it might make you worse. If you're sinful, and you've got unconfessed sin, make it right with God before you come to God for prayer. Now, I do not heal people. I only pray for people. But if anyone here that's sick, I can tell you by the Word of God that you've been healed since Jesus was wounded for your transgressions, and by His stripes you were healed. You've been saved. Every sinner has been saved since He died for you. He settled it. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, Jesus said, it's finished. It's finished. Now, all the thing you have to do is to accept it. Now, here is a woman. Say, but let this first one here. It gives a beautiful picture of what I spoke of. The St. John, the fourth chapter. A man, Jesus, a Jew, a woman, Samaria, of Samaria. They met for their first time. Now, this is a perfect picture again. A white man, a colored woman, meeting together. Same thing, two races of people. But Jesus let her know that God was God over all races. Our colors, where we was raised at and the way we were turned, that has nothing to do with it at all. God made of one blood all man. Yellow, brown, black, white, whatever it may be, we are one blood from Adam. And our racial affairs has nothing to do with God. He is the God of all creation. I suppose we are strangers to one another. This is our first time meeting. God knows us both. But here is a beautiful picture of the well again. Now, if the lady doesn't know me, I do not know her. We've met for our first time. Now, if the Lord God will do something here on the platform like He did in the Bible, the way I've been talking to you about, how many would believe that He was present and would accept it? All right? Now, remember, this is not me, the Holy Spirit. Now, if it happens, you're going to take your opinion. There's only two things you can say it or take it. It'll do it. It has to be supernatural. Because I don't know the lady. She doesn't know me. And we've met for the first time just so you see that God still got the bomb in Gilead. If Jesus is raised from the dead and works through His church, then let Him work through His church now. See, it's God's Word. It's not my word at stake. It's His word at stake. He was the one who made the promise, not me. Man, there's two things you can say. You can take the critic's condition and say it was an evil spirit that did it. If you do, you'll never be forgiven in this world or the world to come, said Jesus. If you believe it's God, then you can have what you ask for. Now, I don't even know that you're sick, but imagine you are. And if I come and said, well, she's in the prayer line because she's sick, and I say, lady, I'm going to lay my hands on you, you go, you'll get well. It's true, see, because God gave that permission. They'll lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. But you'd still question about my sermon. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You could still question, is that word right? Could it be right? But now, if He comes and anoints me and performs the same thing here, lets me know something that's in your heart, what you're here for, or something about that you know what I know nothing about, then you know that would have to be the Messiah. Would you believe it was? Would you be like the woman that Samaria would go tell your people, come see a man that told me that, not me now, Brother Branham, your brother, but that the Lord Jesus is raised from the dead and working through His church? Would you believe that? The audience has said they would. May the Lord grant it. My prayer. I'm talking to you just like Jesus talked to the woman. He said, bring me a drink. I said, come here. They were just talking as Jesus and the woman talked. And I perceive that you are a Christian. You're a believer. That's right. Because as your spirit begins to move, now you could have been a critic or unbeliever. See? But your spirit began to feel welcome. Did you ever see that picture of the angel of the Lord they have in? Oh, hundreds have seen it, haven't you, folks? Now, you've seen that picture, that light standing between me and the woman. Now, you're looking at that. You've seen it. See it. All right. The lady suffers with the stomach trouble. If that's right, raise your hand. Now, do you believe? Now, you might say, Brother Branham, you guessed that from that woman. Well, we'll see if it was a guess. Let the Holy Spirit, because she's a Christian, let it be said that
It wasn't a gas. She's got something on her heart. Someone she's praying for. That's your mother.
Hey! Oh,
that's your mother. She's not here. She's not even in this country. She's from Ohio.
Amen.
That's right. And she's suffering with a gallbladder trouble. That's right. You're not from here. You're from Waukegan, Illinois. Your name is Mrs. Payne. Go home. You have received what you asked for. Your faith has made you whole. Thou canst believe. What do you think about it, sir? You want to go eat your supper? Get over that stomach trouble? Or just go eat your supper? You believe the arthritis will leave you and you'll be well? Just start walking. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Come, sister. You believe the back troubles left you when you come up the steps? Just go praising the Lord. You believe that the nervousness that's been bothering you so long will leave you now? You start on your road rejoicing. Just have faith and believe God. Don't you believe? Amen. Watch just a moment. Something happened in the audience. It's the man going walking there. Turn this way again, sir. There's something never struck you right. Someone you're praying for. That's right. You were a little disappointed when you left the audience, when you left here. Your wife is in a terrible condition. That's right. Mm-hmm. She's not here. She's got a nervous condition, hasn't you? Go back to Benton Harbor. Believe that God will make her well. That you might know that man sitting back there turned and said to his friend just beyond him there, he's from Benton Harbor also. And he's praying for his pastor who has almost got a nervous breakdown. That's thus saith the Lord. I challenge your faith to believe God. Just have faith now. Be reverent and believe with all your heart. Believe, sister, that the heart trouble will leave you and you won't suffer with it no more. You believe? Then you're so rejoicing in Christ. Come, little fellow. You believe this will leave his face? Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for him that you'll heal him. Amen. Don't doubt. Come, sister, believing now with all your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for my sister. Amen. Now, the Bible said these signs shall follow. The visions make me so weak, I stagger. And you see, I just have to stop for a minute. All right. You know that I know what's wrong with you, but there's no need of telling you. You believe I know what's wrong with you? Well, then go eat your supper. Your stomach troubles left you. Just have faith. Just believe with all your heart. Now, don't look for the visions now because they make me too weak. I'd have to leave before the prayer line got out. You believe, don't you? You believe that God could reveal to me what your trouble is? Just so that the people won't think it's just one person or something. People out in the audience without prayer cards, just believe. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe. Let somebody in the audience believe. Pray for something you have need of. I'm watching for a light. The Holy Spirit to call me. Here. There's a lady sitting right back here with her head bowed. She's the second one. I see somebody keep appearing before. It's a man. She's praying for her brother that's got a nervous condition. That's right. Raise up, lady, if that's right. Stand up to your feet. That is true. All right, you can have what you ask for now. I do not know you. Is that right? I do not know you and you don't know me, but that's exactly what she's praying about. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand so the audience will see it. All right? Go home and find it the way you believe. Amen. Someone else pray and believe. I do not know you. We're strangers to each other. If God will reveal to me what you're here for, what's on your heart, will you believe me to be his prophet or his servant? That it wouldn't be me. My mother's about your age, and I would be anything but a deceiver to some dear mother. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. And that's your nephew. He's in Ohio. He was hurt in the war, real nervous, hurt on the head. And you're standing here in his behalf. May God of heaven reward you and you find him to be well. In Christ's name. Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Come believing now. Don't doubt. Believe. Just be reverent and believe. Come, sir. Lord, I pray that in Christ's name that you will heal our brother. Amen. All right, come, sister. Do you, when you're passing by here, don't pass by like my brother Brandon. I'm just a brother. See, but as you come by here, know you're fulfilling what Christ asked you to do. Receive your blessing because he promised it to you. See, I can't give it to you. I can tell you by his gift what you're here for, but I can't heal you. You know that, don't you? But if you believe it, you receive it, your arthritis will leave you. Do you believe it?
Yeah,
right, now
believe
you go and believe it with all your heart. All right. You must believe, sister, if you live. Cancer will kill you. But you believe that God will heal you of it? Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, grant the healing of this woman. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you believe, sister? Amen. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, grant the healing of our sister. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, grant the healing of this man. Do you believe, sister? You believe you're going to get over the arthritis now, you're going to be well?
Praise God.
You have other things too, but that's yes. Amazing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, grant the woman's healing. Amen.
Praise God.
All right, sister, we see you walking on the King. We know that only God can heal you. I can't. But if I pray for you, you believe God's going to let you get well? Come here. Lord, I lay my hands up on this woman. One day, pulling down through the streets of Jerusalem, drug an old rugged cross, dragging out the bloody footprints of the barrier. He fell under the load. His little frail body fell. And Simon come and helped him pack the cross. Here's one of his children, limping along here on a cane. I lay my hands upon her in the name of Jesus Christ. May she be well. Amen. God bless you, sister, and heal you and make you well. Come, brother. God grant the healing of this young man as I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he get well. Amen.
Amen.
Come, sister. I know you. I believe. Aren't you Sister D'Amico's brother? All right, sister. Oh, Lord, this little servant of yours who has looked to you for healing, how we thank you for, in that little group, you took that hideous cancer away. And I pray for her, Lord God, that you'll heal her and make her well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, while your Spirit is present, may our sister reach up now and receive that gift of God in Christ's name. Amen. Bless you, sister dear. All right, come. My little lady, that's a shame. It's a nervous heart that makes you that way. But you want to serve Christ. Is that what you want to be well for, to serve you? Come here, let me pray. I've got a little daughter, Rebecca, about your side. Dear God, I left little Rebecca at home to come pray for this girl. Lord, be merciful to her and grant that she'll be healed as we follow your instructions by laying hands on the sick. You promised these signs should follow them that believe that they would be healed. Let it be, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, sister. Make you well. Have faith in God. Just be real reverent. Don't doubt. O Christ of God, heal my sister as I lay hands upon her and ask in the name of Jesus for her healing. Amen. Believe my sister.
Amen.
Sister Sims, I know you. Lord God, this dear woman who has cooked meals for me and has been kind to me, Thou hast said in Thy word, you will be merciful to those who show mercy. Insomuch as you have done it to the least, that would be me. Oh, my little ones, you have did it to me. If you shall give one of my disciples only a glass of water in the name of a disciple, you'll not lose your reward. grant the desire of her heart through Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Sims, God bless you. Father God, I pray for Brother Sims. Pray that you'll give him the desire of his heart. And grant those blessings, Lord, as he's been kind and showed mercy. You are merciful to those that show mercy shall obtain mercy. And grant, Father, that the desire of his heart be given in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, brother. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe. Do you believe? Out of the audience. The lady right behind the lady with her hand up is suffering with trouble with her eyes. You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? Sitting right on the outside row here. You believe he will? Yes. All right. Right there with the foot trouble, sitting right there. Do you believe that God will make you well? All right. You can have it. Believe with all your heart. Now, if you believe, the lady with her, got her hands up there, see? That's it. That's one. Now, lay your hand over on this other lady, the second lady here, the woman with the foot trouble. You all lay your hands on one another now. Put your hands over on each other, and we'll pray. All right, lay your hands. That's right. Lord God, they are believers, or they have never been able to touch Jesus. I pray, Father, that you will give to them the desire of their heart. They have touched the high priest that's called them out. May they be healed through Jesus' name. Amen. Don't doubt now. Go home, be well, for the kingdom of God's sake. Amen. Are you the lady to be prayed for? Do you believe me to be his servant? Are we strangers to each other? We are. And do you believe that God can reveal to me the secret of your heart?
I sure do.
You're a real believer.
Amen.
You are here for a female trouble.
That's right.
That female trouble was caused by a childbirth.
That's right.
Huh? You're Mrs. McClough.
That's right.
You return home, you can be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Come, sister, believe me. Oh, Lord God, have mercy and heal our sister in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, my sister dear. Father God, I lay my hands on our sister in Jesus' name for her healing. Now the church go to praying for these sick people out here. Now start praying. Father God, I lay hands as I weaken down. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our sister. Amen. Come, my brother. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, give to him the desire of his heart. Amen. Almighty God, as our sister comes, grant to her her healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Would you come, sister? Get over the nervousness. I swan, you're healed anyhow. So all right, come. And when I said nervousness to her, it happened to you too, so you can go on your nervousness as soon as also. Believe now with all your heart. Come now. Have faith out there. Believing God. Be reverent and pray. Lord God, I lay hands upon the woman because it's commissioned by my Lord who's present now to make known his gospel. May our sister be healed. Amen.
Amen.
Come, sister dear. You have a disease that a lot of these people out here are suffering with. You want to see how many suffering out there? Nervous heart. How many out there suffer with a nervous trouble? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Look there. How could you ever call them all? But do you believe now? All right. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let my sister be well. Amen. God bless you. Is that right? We'll certainly do that, sister. This is already addressed to her. All right, they got some of them right here. We're going to take them right in a few minutes and pray for them. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Come, sister dear. Now, Lord, who raised Jesus from the dead, I pray that you'll give to our sister the desire of her heart as she's reverently stood in the line, waiting. I pray this prayer of faith in Christ's name. Amen. Bless you, sister. Don't doubt now. Believe with all your heart. And gracious God, I put my hands upon this woman who thou hast fed and raised all her life, giving her the breath that she breathes. You hold it in your hand. May I lay my hands upon her in the name of your Son, Jesus, and may she be healed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, sister. God bless you.
Amen.
Come, my sister dear. You might think you're a little old, but you're not. God never called Abraham till he was 75. Then gave him the promise when he was 100 to fulfill the promise. So you can be healed now. Lord God, give unto this sister her desire. Amen. Bless you, sister. Come, sister dear. Just look at the people's praying for her. You have to get well. Lord, I pray that you'll heal her. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Come reverently, sister, believing. Nothing is impossible with God. Father, as she holds the word of life in her hand, may it become real to her for her desire. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Now, little lady, we see your crooked limb. That's probably polioed, and you know that God can heal that. Oh, how many I have seen him heal. I prayed for a little lady here some time ago. Was so crippled she had two crutches on or two braces on. And she was laying in bed that night when they removed the crutches. And the next morning, her mother fainted. Here she come walking across the floor, normally and whole. God had come to the bed through the night and made her whole. Oh, Lord, I lay hands upon this young girl. Lord, she'll always be twisted if you don't help her. Let it be for her, Lord, will you? I pray the sincerity of my heart with a fervent, affectional prayer to you. Let it be with this girl also that she'll be made well. Through Jesus Christ's name, amen. Bless you, sister, and give you what you ask for. You believe it, don't you? Then he'll never fail you. Come, sister.
Amen.
Almighty God, I lay hands upon our sister in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. Amen. Believe that. You believe, sister, dear? Lord, as I lay hands upon the woman, as she comes not to a man but to God, we pray, Father, that you'll heal her in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord God, bless this little lady, and may she be healed, and may the request in her heart for another loved one be granted to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I see he knows all things.
That's right.
All right. You believe now, sister? Father God, as I lay hands upon our sister and ask reverently in Jesus' name that you'll heal her. Amen. God bless you, sister. Come now. If you want to get over your arthritis and be made well, just believing now, you'll receive it. Lord, in Jesus' name, heal her of arthritis and give her the desire of her heart. Amen. Come, my sister. Father God, as I reach out to take hold of this woman's hand, I pray that you'll heal her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, sister. Father God, I catch up the hand of this woman, and by the feel of her hand, she's worked hard. Oh, Lord God, may her reward come. May she be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Come. A blind man, a brother, God gives sight to the blind. You believe that, don't you, sir? If there was any way that I could open your eyes, I'd be glad to do it. I can't open your eyes. I'm just a man. But I can pray for God to do it, who can do it. And you believe, and he'll grant it to you. The audience, pray with me for the blind man. Dear God, this man's sitting in darkness, but you came by a city gate one day, and a blind man cried for mercy. And you just spoke to him and said, receive thy sight. And you turned and went on down the road. You had not gone very far until the man began to notice that he could receive his sight. And he began to rejoicing and started following you, praising God. O Lord God, who sent Jesus to die in our stead, that our unrighteousness might be not imputed unto us, but that his righteousness might atone for us. Let it be tonight, as I, your unprofitable servant, lay hands upon the blind man, may he receive his sight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God grant it to you, my brother.
Amen.
Go believing, and it will happen if you believe it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, grant the healing of this woman for your glory. Amen. If thou canst believe all things, are you believing with me?
Amen.
Is ever doubt vanished from your hearts? All unbelief is gone. There's a colored lady sitting back there with the red hat on, praying for her stomach condition. You can receive your healing.
That's right.
That did it. I do not know the lady. I've never seen her. You say, how did that happen, Brother Branham? I don't know. The woman was sitting there praying, asked her, and something she touched. And when it did, I seen the light go over and break, and there was a vision. The woman with the stomach trouble backing away rich foods makes her sick and nauseous and acids on her teeth and things. It's a peptic ulcer. But she's going to be well now. She, well, look at her. She's 15 yards from me. We don't know each other. What happened? I've never seen her. She couldn't touch me, could she? But she touched something that's present. What was it? The fulfilled the Bible, the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? The woman sitting there. She has no prayer card. She'd been in the line. So she just began to believe. And what happened? Something happened. The same thing happened that when someone touched Jesus, a woman with a blood issue, he turned and said, "Someone touched me." And he looked around until he found her and said, "Thy blood issue is gone. Your faith has made you well." Now the same Jesus, not me, she touched him. I'm a man. I don't know her. I just intellectually. But the Holy Spirit is here. The one I spoke of, the balm that's given to the church. She touched the high priest and he turned and showed what it was. Now, isn't that Jesus the same yesterday and forever? Not Brother Branham the same yesterday, today, and forever, but Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's who it is. It's our blessed Heavenly Father who we love with all our heart. Do you love Him? Now, is that all? Oh, I'm sorry, sister. You're one of the patients. All right. We are strange too, aren't we? Now here, just a moment, for the rest of you. This is the last one in the prayer line here, but not the last one to be healed. If we are strangers to each other, it again comes to a white and colored. I don't know you. You don't know me. If that's right, so the people will see. We've never met. This is our first time. But if Jesus will reveal to me the secret of your heart, will you believe that it's Him doing it? Will the audience accept Him right here, that He knows the secret of your heart and will give to you? See, people in the prayer line with their cards, people in the audience without cards, it doesn't matter. But it just makes me so weak. The lady's trouble is on her limbs. It's something that just itches and burns. And you've been to the doctors, and the doctors can do nothing about it. You believe God can tell me who you are? Mrs. Howe, go home. It'll leave you. Jesus Christ will make you well. Is there a person in here believing with all your heart? Now you, how many believers are here? Now raise up your hand and say, "I believe." Now I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. The Bible said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Now all of you that's sick, raise up your hands. Now let each one lay your hands on one another. If you're believers, lay your hands on each other. See, it's not just for myself, it's for his daughter, the church. Why is my daughter not recovered? If there is balm in Gilead, if there is a physician, then why isn't my daughter recovered? See, now it's all here. Do you believe the physician is here? You believe the balm is here, the Holy Spirit? Then just receive it. Now lay your hands on each other. Now don't you pray for yourself. You pray for the person that you got your hands on. They'll pray for you. And that way, God will heal every one of you. Are you ready to pray? Lay your hands on each other now. Let's bow our heads. Lord, there is a possibility that there's men and women sitting here that we'll never meet again this side the river. But when I come to that last day, and we have to stand in Thy presence as we are standing now, with all my heart I told the people Thy truth, quoting it from Your Word, that the last words that You said before You left the earth, according to the Scriptures,
You said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And the last words that come from your lips said, if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, in this school auditorium tonight, there's many hands of believers laying on the sick, and they are praying. And hear us, O God, and pray that you'll answer prayer, every prayer that's being made at this time. May the power of sickness be broke tonight in the life and bodies of each of these people. May the Holy Spirit speak in a special way just now, as He has did, and letting the people know that Christ, the Son of the living God, is not dead but is alive forevermore and is here with us. May His presence and power pass through this audience on to every lip and into every person. May the blessed Holy Spirit's power sweep and break the shackles of sickness and all them be set free. Hear the prayer of your servant, Lord, as I command all sickness to leave the bodies of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All that accept Jesus as your personal healer and believe that God has healed your body, stand to your feet as a witness unto this great healing power of the Lord God. I don't care if you're crippled, whatever's wrong, stand up on your feet and accept your healing. All right, Joseph. If you believe it with all your heart, raise your hand. In the commission of the Holy Spirit, by the word of the living God, I pronounce every one of you healed according to your faith in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.